Well, many people seem to have misunderstood what Trump is actually doing with his latest Syria policy. Trump is not trying to wind down the Syrian war or U.S. involvement in the Syrian war per se, as much as he's trying to farm out the war effort to the Turks. Essentially, the Americans are now trying to use the Turks as de facto mercenaries in the Syrian war for the purpose of continuing to destabilize Syria. Now, from Trump's perspective, we have to remember that he ran for office promising to wind down some of these wars that the United States has been involved in for years now. Those wars have become extremely unpopular. And his reelection is coming up next year, so Trump has to make it look like that he has made progress in terms of winding these wars down. However, the American elites, the spectrum of power elites in the United States, typically are opposed to winding down any of these wars. They want to see Syria to continue to be destabilized. The ultimate goal, of course, is regime change in Syria, the same thing they've done in Iraq and Libya and so forth. So it appears that what has happened is that Trump has made a deal with the foreign policy establishment of the United States where American troops are going to be pulled back slightly. Now, American troops aren't being exited from the region. They've simply been repositioned. But it looks like American troops are going to be pulled back, and then Turkey is going to take up the position the Americans previously held. Turkey is an important ally of the United States. You have to remember Turkey and America are longstanding allies, that Turkey is also a member of NATO. So, of course, ultimately, the United States is going to side with Turkey over the Kurdish people. It looks like that the Americans want to continue the war against Syria and to destabilize Syria, but they also want the Kurds out of the way as well, so they're farming that out to Turkey, it looks like. And meanwhile, Trump is able to use this for some political advantage domestically. So it's a mistake to say that this is a winding down of American involvement in the Syrian war. It's just a change of strategy.